Okay, guys. Happy Thursday. Beautiful summer afternoon, officially, today, first day of summer. And it's not bad. It's nice and clear, and it's not humid. I hope the whole summer stays like this. I can take the heat, but not that humidity. Hopefully the weather is equally pleasant wherever you guys are at listening today. We got a interesting guest lined up, a friend of mine who has is a host of another radio show called Revolution Radio. He'll be coming up here in a few moments. First, I want to go through some announcements, as always, and then into a quick break. And I'll be bringing him back up in a few minutes after the first break. Let me just go over some quick announcements. Once again, a reminder, we've got Aaron Russo's DVD, Freedom to Fascism. You can get that by going to republicbroadcasting.org or by sending a check or money order for $19.95 plus $4.95 shipping and handling to the RBN office, 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, number 302, and that's in Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Numbers to call to continue to show your support for the Brown family. That's getting relentlessly, it's still ongoing, guys. It's tapered off a bit, but the feds aren't backing away, and they're not going to be satisfied until they kill them, or unless we can, by showing our support, back them off completely. They backed off a little bit because they realized, oh, they're under the spotlight. But I'll tell you, if we back off and stop showing support, then they're going to move in for the kill. So we've got to show that we're not going to back off, we're not going to forget about the Browns, and that we are expecting that the local authorities there are going to do their job and protect the Browns from these thugs. You know, the idea is that, well, they have badges, so they can get away with their thuggery. No. The job of local law enforcement is to protect all citizens, you know, under their jurisdiction from any thuggery, whether or not they're endowed with badges. Some of the biggest criminals on the planet have badges or hold political office. In fact, the biggest criminals. So you can call the local governor, the Hampshire governor, 603-271-2121. You can call the local sheriff's office, 603-863-4200, or the county commissioner's office, 603-863-2560. Call them all, as a matter of fact. Let them know that you support the Browns and that you're expecting them to do their duty, their job, that they're getting paid to do, to protect these people who are being victimized by a bunch of thugs who are trying to extort money out of them when they have no legal precedent to do so. This is great. This is giving us an opportunity, guys, to expose this fraud once and for all and let people see it for what it is. That should have been done years ago, several years ago, when Joe Bannister, former IRS agent, beat the pants off of the IRS in court, was acquitted of all charges by proving before the jury that he was not liable for the income tax, and indeed, no, neither is anybody else, or should I say wage tax, that's really what it is. Anyway, anybody has any, wouldn't you know it, the one day I forgot to take my phone out of the room, I always take it out before a show starts, it hasn't rang for the past several weeks, the one week I forget to take it out, it rings. Well, during the break, you know where that phone's going. Anyway, just a reminder, if anybody wants to call in during the course of the broadcast, if you've got questions, comments, positive, negative for the guest or me or whatever, you can dial in 800-313-9443. Any comments or suggestions for me here on the show that you don't want to raise on the air, you know, you've got suggestions for topics or guests, just write me at, email me at truthhurtsradio@aol.com. And Hertz, again, is spelled H-E-R-T-Z. Also, check out our website, truthhertz.com, H-E-R-T-Z. Stick with us, folks. We'll be right back with Mike Swenson.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com. Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Okay, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. Before I bring our guest up, Mike Swenson, just a reminder, if you guys want to check out my books, 9/11, Piercing the Fog of 9/11, and The New World Disorder, you can do so by going to lulu.com, that's L-U-L-U.com, and just search for my name, and you'll see those, along with a few others I've written, pop up. Search for Charles Giuliani, G-I-U-L-I-A-N-I. I think you'll find them very interesting. Everything I've written is just totally off the wall, off the beaten track. Nothing I write goes along with mainstream. And you know why? Because everything mainstream is a lie. Whether it be in the religious world, the political world, the world of academia, the media, everybody is lying to us today about everything, guys. We really do live in the twilight zone. We're in a far worse predicament as far as deception goes than people were in the Dark Ages, and mainly because of mass media deceiving people. In the Dark Ages, you know, you didn't have that available. People were deceived, but they weren't constantly being bombarded with deception through the propaganda box. You know, basically, the way people were deceived back then was once a week at the pulpit. Today, they're not only getting from the pulpit, from every other conceivable angle, and right in the comfort of their own homes. The radio, the TV, you name it. They go to school, they get it there. They go to church, they get it there. Every conceivable angle. And so, you know, books like mine, shows like mine are important, folks, to wake up and see what's really going on here. Otherwise, you're going to get flushed down the drain with everyone else, you know, sucked down just by their lies. That's their number one weapon in their arsenal. So anyway, with no further ado, let's go to our guest, Mike Swenson, host of Revolution Radio. Welcome to the show, Mike.
Thank you, Charles, for having me on. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's great having you, man. Hopefully the weather's nice down your way, like it is up here.
Oh, it's awesome. Hot.
It's very hot, man.
The summer's already kicking in. We haven't had as much rain as I thought we were going to have, but thus far. But it's hot. It's muggy. Typical summer June here in Florida.
Yeah, I can't say it's typical up here. We don't have the humidity, which I'm not complaining. I don't want it, but it's very strange. And, you know, this is another good thing, too. I mean, if this is due to their weather modification thing, well, I'm glad in this sense. Maybe it's hurting other people, but up here it's doing us good so far. No mosquitoes. I haven't seen one mosquito yet. Wow. I think it's because we didn't have much precipitation over the winter. We only had, like, two small snowstorms. Very bizarre.
Right.
But, you know, that there's other deadly ramifications to this, you can bet, but... Those are a couple of good ones I don't mind. No humidity, no mosquitoes.
Exactly.
Anyway, hey, you know, there's so much we can talk about, but I wanted to start off with this because this is something big in the news that just came out yesterday. This Purdue study that has the neocons oohing and eyeing over, it is such a fraud.
It is. And it's interesting that you bring that up. Yesterday, you know, because I dig for news all day for my show and update my website and all that stuff, and I was digging for news yesterday, and I probably about 10 or 11 in the morning, I stumbled across this story on Raw Story, and it says something about, you know, this Purdue simulation that they just released, talking about how, you know, they basically implied that they had the final explanation as to why at least Tower 2 came down, and... So I read it and I watched the simulation. And I thought, man, this looks eerily familiar. So I started doing some research and I got my newest writer for Truth or Lies. His name is Josh Reeves. I got right on the ball and I said, I contacted him right away. I said, Josh, look, man, we need to find out who is funding this study. We need to dig up some dirt. And I believe it was the National Science Foundation that funded it. So I said to him, we got to figure out who's behind this. We got to figure out, because, you know, anybody can report the story, but we need to find out the dirt on these guys, because it seems like all of these studies that come out and all this research that's done by the mainstream, there's some kind of government-funded research going into it. So we decided to do that. He did some research. I did some research. We drew up an article within 2 hours, and I got it up everywhere. I got it up on all the message boards, the forums. Well, the same thing, I guess, message boards and forums. I got over MySpace, blogs. We emailed it everywhere. And so I go back to Raw Story probably about 5, 6 o'clock last night, and I look up, and right at the top, lo and behold, there's our article sitting right there at the top of Raw Story. It wasn't the full article. It was a Raw Story version of it, but they had taken two paragraphs of our article. They directly linked our article right on there on Raw Story. So we were pretty happy about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were ecstatic. I mean, we had reached Raw Story, and it was incredible. But anyway, yeah, I mean, Charles, it's the one thing that we did find is that, like I was saying, that all of these studies, all of these, you know, supposed simulations that are released, all have some kind of funding from some government organization. The National Science Foundation, we discovered, is headed up by a man, I can't think of his name right off the top of my head, but it's funded by a man who basically worked for the Department of Defense and a bunch of other government organizations, and so we immediately knew right away that this was government-funded, it was government-backed, and like you said, beginning of your show, I mean, the mainstream media tells nothing but lies, and it just seems like this paper trail always leads back, in these studies, it always leads back to some kind of government organization.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, the very fact that the major universities in this country all receive federal grant money, I mean, there's your axe to grind right there. Obviously, they're not going to bite the hand that feeds them. And this is what people need to understand. You know, we see this with the media. They get major funding from, you know, big Fortune 500 companies. Fox gets funding from Monsanto. So naturally, Fox pulled a story that some Fox researchers, you know, journalists were doing down in the Fox network down in Florida. I'm sure you
probably
remember that story. Yeah, the
right.
BGH scam.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and it's, they don't even have to call them. In that case, they did get a call from Monsanto, but obviously, when it comes to the attention of corporate headquarters, sooner or later, they're going to say, hey, wait a minute, no, 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 these guys give us major funding. Nope, sorry, you can't do that. It's not that the government has to call all the professors and all, you know, it's just a natural outgrowth of receiving money from the federal government. You have to go along with the program.
Exactly, Charles. And I like to always go back to the Popular Mechanics article, which is what the debunkers love to use as their, quote, evidence to try to debunk us. It's been, their evidence has been debunked hundreds of times. But a lot of people don't realize that Popular Mechanics is owned by Hearst Publishing, which has been known to put out fake news stories.
It's a CIA front publication is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, it's all government run, and I mean, they're huge corporate conglomerate corporations. Clear Channel is another prime example of another, you know, they own the Fox News radio network, and they own, you know, tons of radio stations and TV networks. And, you know, so anything that they say, like you say, Charles, cannot be trusted because it's just, it's been proven to be lies over and over.
Yeah. I mean, you go, you know, just Google Operation Mockingbird, and you'll see the New York Times, Washington Post, all the major newspapers are CIA fronts. You know, the CIA has been pulling strings there for a long time.
Exactly.
So, anything that comes to you mainstream, I said this earlier before introducing the guest today, folks, anything mainstream, far from being credible, is actually incredible. And it's incredible that people can believe it anymore because we've been lied to so much about so many things for so long. It's just sickening.
Exactly.
But, you know, what gets me is this study, this Purdue study, is not anything new. They're just touting the same garbage that's been touted by Popular Mechanics, by NIST. In fact, their purpose was to buttress the arguments of the NIST. Well, once you realize what a fraud the NIST report is, their whole premise still remains that the main cause of the collapse of the two main towers was the plane impact, stripping away the fireproofing material and exposing the steel to the intensive heat of 800 degrees. 800 degrees is not intense when it comes to structural steel.
Exactly. And you know, they always refer to things that have been debunked hundreds of times. I mean, the NIST report has been debunked over and over by Stephen Jones, Kevin Ryan, and others. And of course, the mainstream goes out of their way to attack guys like Stephen Jones and say, no, he's not a great physicist, and he's this and that. And it's just, I just, you know, and I talk about this on my show every night, Charles. I say, the mainstream media, when they come out and attack us, they never use evidence on their side. All they do is attack our character. They call us names, and they never try to bring out evidence for their side. Now, I have had a couple of people, actually just one guy, on the official conspiracy theory side, which is what I like to call it, call into my show one night about 3 weeks ago, and he debated me, and he actually brought facts instead of name-calling, and it was actually an intelligent debate, and that's what I like to have. And then I get, of course, I get Troy from West Virginia calling my show pretty much once a week now, and we all know who he is. And it's just, you know, this is their excuse, this is their way, this is their intelligent tactics for attacking us, and it's just anything but.
Yeah, yeah, and so we're not just dealing with corruption in politics, folks. We don't just need a total revamping of Washington. We need a revamping of the media. These guys are every bit as much complicit in what has gone on. You know, to cover up a murder and the crime trail of the murderers, you might as well be involved in it directly yourself.
Exactly.
So, you know, as a matter of fact, I hold them even more responsible than the politicians carrying out these crimes because they're supposed to be the gatekeepers, warning the public, alerting the public to, you know, to things like this. But because they're not doing their job, the politicians are able to get away with it. They wouldn't be able to get away with it otherwise.
Exactly, and I talk about this too. You know, it's the mainstream media is, to me, I mean, they're participating in the cover-up every single day, and I think they're just as complicit as the SOBs that were involved in this whole thing.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, this just involves common sense. You don't even have to research this. This doesn't require documentation. Once you know, and I hope everyone listening does know, this is just undeniable, that, you know, these institutions of learning are dependent on federal funding. They'd shut down tomorrow if they didn't have that federal funding coming in, because they plan the whole budget around it. Once you realize that, out the window goes any credibility of any of these so-called scientists or professors who endorse the official story. Quick break, folks. We'll be right back with Mike Swenson.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking who to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by doctors Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Charlie Giuliani, we've got Mike Swenson here as our guest. So, yeah, Mike, I hope people by now are catching on and not even batting an eyelash at things like this report coming out. I mean, I hope they can see this as just more of the same old bunk coming from the same sources, the same lies, nothing new under the sun here. These guys are just relentless. Well, this is a good sign, actually, that they are doing this, though, because it shows that they know people aren't buying it. They're trying desperately. They'd be better off. They just shut up and sat back. Because every time they come out with a new study, they just make more embarrassing statements. I don't think anything more ridiculous has ever come out than the NIST report. They went way beyond the popular mechanics thing with some of the statements they made, especially that question and answer thing last August. You remember that?
Yeah, vaguely, but... Yeah, I mean, Charles, I just don't think, as sad as it is, these are the same guys, when I first saw this animation from Purdue, this was eerily similar to the animation for the Pentagon, that was done about a year or two ago. And I don't know, Charles, were they the same people that did that? Was this the same university that put together that animation?
I think it was Warner Brothers, wasn't it?
Yeah, really. But I've got the documentation. I've got the PDF on the animation software that was used, and I'm trying to go through it now and see what kind of anomalies I can pick up from it. But Charles, sadly, people are just so lost right now. Their heads are so buried in the sand, and I don't even, you know, and you say that there's so, you know, they're stumbling over the same lies that they've stumbled over in the past, but Charles, I mean, most people in this country, they don't remember that stuff unless you're a researcher like us and you remember. But most people, they just don't care. They focus more on Paris Hilton and American Idol and Fox News Channel than they do with the real news and what's really going on and how this country is being stripped away from us. You know, the rug is being pulled from under us, and they don't even realize it.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, you look what's going on with Ron Paul. Here's a candidate, in fact, the only candidate, that is actually standing up for what really concerns us in this country, we the people, standing up for real issues. One of the only politicians in Washington that I know of for decades now that's ever even mentioned the Federal Reserve as a key problem. You know, all the rest of them have consistently ignored this issue.
Right.
And here's the media just totally boycotting him, blackballing him. Yeah. I mean, a couple exceptions. You know, he's been on Lou Dobbs a couple times and, you know, Comedy Central. But, I mean, as far as, you know, the big three, CBS, ABC, NBC, totally silent, acting like he doesn't even exist, or if they mention him at all, you know, he's way down the bottom of the list, very insignificant, don't even pay attention to him, he's not worth your support or your time.
What I have noticed, though, Charles, is that Tucker Carlson on MSNBC is starting to really like him, I guess. He's made, like, two or three appearances just in the past two or three weeks on Tucker Carlson, and I don't know personally what Tucker's views on Ron Paul are, but yeah, I mean, the censorship continues of Ron. And it's really sad because Ron is probably the best thing to happen to American, quote, taxpayers, unquote, in this country to come along in, what, 40 or 50 years. And you're right. I mean, they're trying to ban him out of everything. They're trying to kick him out of the debates in Iowa, and they're trying to lock him out. And these Republicans, the GOP, they don't want to have anything to do with him. And that should be obvious right there. That should raise a red flag. With everyone in this country, they should be saying, why are they trying to kick this candidate out? Why are they trying to do this? Why are they trying to silence him? I mean, it's obvious that...
How about Keith Olbermann? Has he said anything about Paul? Or?
Well, not that I know of, and I used to watch Keith almost every night, but I do my show from 10 to midnight now, and it's kind of hard for me to watch because I do so much prep and stuff like that. But
yeah.
As far as I watch The Wires, and I haven't seen anything from him about it yet, but which is kind of disappointing. But I'm sure as time goes on, I mean, there's still over a year,
close to
a year and a half before the election. So, but, I mean, the primaries are quickly approaching us, and the word needs to get out more and more about Ron Paul. And I think we're doing a great job, all of us here in the alternative media, to get his name out because he's sweeping the Internet by storm, and he's capturing the hearts of Americans nationwide. And, you know, he was on MSNBC yesterday talking with, I can't remember her name, she was subbing, I believe it was for Tucker Carlson. I could be wrong, though, but he was on there and he was being interviewed. And he basically said that, you know, he's getting tons of money off donations. He's got, like, the most friends on MySpace out of any of the candidates. He's got the most people involved in meetup groups with him. And I think that's great. And as insignificant as that may be, you know, with a lot of people with the MySpace thing, I mean, that's a big deal. I mean, you know, he does have a lot of friends. And, I mean, that's just, you know, the support for him is just absolutely out of this world for right now. And I can't believe that so many people are getting behind him. And that's just, I mean, it's great. And it just needs to spread throughout the mainstream.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, there's a growing movement on the Internet, of course. He's getting a lot of support there. The word is getting out. I mean, he has beaten the pants off of the other candidates, Giuliani included, in every single debate so far. So, you know, they can't continue to hide this forever. Let's hope, you know, this tide does turn and he does get more exposure. But in the meantime, it's just so sickening to watch this, to see what's going on. And they're getting away with it. They're getting away with ignoring him. Nobody seems to be doing anything about it. It drives me mad. Stick with us,
exactly.
Folks. Be right back. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, Clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com, 800-409-5633.
Okay, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We've got Mike Swenson on. yeah, Mike, I tell you, we've got to, more than ever, you know, plug ahead and keep getting the truth out there. Because the mainstream media just isn't doing it. People have got to realize they've got to start turning to alternative media. Actually, they need to turn to alternative everything nowadays, don't they?
Exactly, yeah. And, you know, everybody can do their part. You don't have to, you know, have to have a radio show like us, and you don't have to have a, you know, a big website. But, you know, every little bit does help. You know, make your own DVD. Make your own DVD of clips. I brought this up just last night on my show. You know, make your own DVDs or just burn DVDs of Loose Change and, you know, 9/11 Mysteries and all that, and give them out at rallies. Give out bumper stickers. You can get bumper stickers from me if you just email me. And it's just every little bit helps. You know, I mean, you do something as simple as writing 9/11 was an inside job on dollar bills. Who is Ron Paul on dollar bills? And then writing his website down on dollar bills. I mean, the money's worthless anyway, so it doesn't really matter. And they don't... They don't enforce the law with the with writing on dollar bills. So, I mean, it's not – just do whatever you can to get the word out. You don't have to be as big as Dylan Avery or any of these other guys to get the word out effectively. Everybody's got to do their part. Everybody has to be a patriot and a soldier in this. And, I mean, folks, to be a soldier doesn't mean you have to have a gun strapped to your back and going shooting people in the desert. Okay, a soldier can mean – you know, fighting for your country in the way of words. And like you brought up earlier, Charles, I mean, this Ed and Elaine Brown situation, I mean, who knows where it's going to lead if the feds end up storming that house and killing them or something bad happens. I could just imagine what will happen in this country in terms of an uprising. But it's all up to everybody out there to get the word out in any way that they possibly can.
Yeah, and, you know, it's not over for them up there. I think they want people to relax and think, oh, it's all straightened out now. And then as soon as people focus attention away, then they'll pounce.
Exactly.
That's why I'm saying we can't, we have to continue to show support for them, continue to call in the local authorities there. At the opening of the show, I gave, the number for the governor, the sheriff, and the local county commissioner's office. People need to get on the phone, call, and let them know that they're under the microscope. They want us to feel that we're under the microscope, and we need to be intimidated by that. No, we need to reverse it on them. Make sure they're doing their job of protecting those people. That's the job of local law enforcement guys, local governors, county commissioners, to protect the people under their jurisdiction from criminals. It just so happened these criminals are endowed with badges, but they're criminals nonetheless. They're outlaws.
Exactly.
I mean, they're imposing a law on him that doesn't even exist. It's extortion. It's thievery.
Mm-hmm. And it's unlawful imprisonment because now they've been convicted of this. For a law that doesn't even exist. So this just goes to prove with the government being able to do this, that they're able to throw you in jail for anything. They can throw you in jail for, no crime. I mean, if you don't believe me, I'm not saying you, Charles, I mean everybody out there. I mean, for those who don't believe us, look at what they're doing to the captives at Guantanamo Bay. They've been there, some of them have been there for years without a single charge. They've been held in captivity for years without being charged with anything. I didn't think that we ran things like that in this country. I thought the longest you could hold someone in jail without charge is like 72 hours. That's what I thought it was, but I guess you can hold them for years without even charging them with anything.
Well, that's your new Military Commissions Act for you. It gives
exactly.
them so-called legal precedent to do this. And, for those who think, oh, that's just for the foreign terrorists, things are so bad and so out of hand that even Bush's personally appointed cronies in the Supreme Court came out this past week and said that he cannot use these new powers against American citizens, because I know darn well he has been, or at least attempting to. I'll tell you, he has been. But, that's how out of control this is.
Exactly. And, Charles, I just picked up an article today off Raw Story, as a matter of fact, which basically says that Cheney has come out and said that his office is not in the executive branch. So... It just goes to show, and I posted that on my website as well, and it just goes to show, Charles, that these guys think they're above the law. They think they can do whatever the hell they want to do, and there'll be no recourse for it. And as long as, Americans just sit back on their lazy seats and just do nothing about it and just eat chips and watch TV all day and night, nothing's ever going to happen. Nothing's ever going to change, and these guys are going to continue to get away with these criminal acts and never be prosecuted for it.
Absolute power corrupts absolutely. Who hasn't heard that saying? It's very true. Who has absolute power today? People really have been brainwashed in this country to think that, oh, our leaders aren't evil, and they don't break the law, they don't do corrupt things. What do you think Stalin did? You think Stalin was a good man? He was the top law enforcement officer in the Soviet Union. How about Mao? How about Hitler? Obviously, people in high positions of power are capable of committing heinous crimes, have done so many times, in fact, very few exceptions to that rule in history. And so here's our country now having absolute power. And just open your eyes and look what they're doing. Of course it goes on here. It's been going on here for a long time, by the way. It's only
exactly.
become more blatantly obvious under this administration. But it's amazing that there's still people out there who are in denial. I'm not talking about the obvious neocons who know that Bush is a criminal, don't care because they're criminals themselves and are defending him knowing he's a criminal. There are still people in ignorance. In fact, you mentioned earlier, that there's this movement now. To blackball Ron Paul from the debates in Iowa. And do you know who's
right.
behind much of that? The mainstream Christian world in
yep.
Iowa.
Yep.
Let's protect Giuliani, a
yep.
good Christian man who supports Mr. Terrorist and torture Bush himself. This is unbelievable.
Exactly.
If that's Christianity, let me tell you, I want to be part of the very opposite of whatever that is.
Exactly. And
wherever they're going, I want to go to the other place. I don't want to be with those people.
Yeah, I totally agree. It's like Randy Weaver said the other day in his press conference. He said, "I'm atheist." I'm not afraid to die. I'm kind of actually curious to see what the other side is like. But Charles, I mean, I'm looking at an article right now, and this has been all over the alternative news about Bin Laden may have arranged family's exit through the U.S. And this is according to FBI documents. Now the FBI is coming out and saying that they're denying that Bin Laden was flown out of the country, his family. This was pointed out back on in the film Fahrenheit 9/11 by Michael Moore. He pointed out that the
and the sky isn't blue, and the moon is in fact made of cheese. Yeah,
exactly. So they can deny it all they want. Yeah, they can deny it all they want, Charles. But their own documents say that they were doing it, that they were involved in it. We all know that Bush had intimate ties with the Bin Ladens. He had intimate ties with Saudi oil, and that he's part of the Carlyle Group, and that they wanted to build a natural gas pipeline in Afghanistan and guard the opiate fields. And it's all public knowledge. It's all in the open. But the thing is that the mainstream doesn't cover it, and it's up to the people to find the evidence by themselves. The evidence is there. It's in plain sight. But, I mean, that's the best evidence, is the evidence that's in plain sight. But it's usually some of the best evidence, that's easiest to hide. But people just need go beyond the mainstream and look for this stuff.
I understand that they actually have removed the wording from their September 2000 report, you know, the PNAC report, talking about the, you know, new Pearl Harbor type event. Right. Have you looked at, I haven't actually checked it out myself. I know, of course, it was there originally. I saw it. Have they removed that from the document?
Not that I've seen recently. I mean, they may have, and it just got by me. You're referring to the PNAC?
Yeah, the report, Rebuilding America's Defenses, September 2000.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, I heard from somebody that they actually removed that wording from there so that now they can, you know, say that, oh, that's not there. Go check for yourself. It's not there. This is how they work, folks. Hey, look, this was covered by the BBC. They did a three-part series, The Power of Nightmares. They quoted extensively from that. We have Ted Koppel on March 5th of 2003, a week or two before the war broke out, talking about the new Pearl Harbor statement. In fact, he asked Wolfowitz about it. And Wolfowitz admitted, oh, yeah, we're not trying to hide that. That's public record. Anybody can go to our website and see that we talked about going into Iraq and getting the oil, blah, blah, blah. It's not something we're trying to hide. It's public record. But now, apparently, they're tampering with the document to make it look like they never made that Pearl Harbor statement. Unbelievable.
Exactly. It's they will try to do whatever they can to bury the truth because they don't want the truth to come out. But, I mean, you know, I sometimes think about this, Charles. I mean, could you imagine if the truth did come out about this stuff? I mean, just like the Ed and Elaine Brown thing. I mean, if the truth came out about the Federal Reserve, it'd be chaos. It would be total civil unrest. We'd be in a lot of trouble.
And we don't want that either.
Exactly. I mean, but keep in mind, George Bush did sign. He basically made himself a dictator. And in case of any catastrophic event, he's now dictator. He's already signed that into law, basically.
We're going to bring chaos out of order. I mean order out of chaos. Did you ever hear him say that? He actually said that. Creep.
Yeah, he's a creep. He's a freak of nature. And, he signed that into law. And, they're trying to push this hate crimes bill, which is going to totally abolish our free speech. And it's all going on right under our noses. And most people just don't pay attention, or they don't care, or both.
Yeah, this idea of, we can kick our feet back and relax now. We have freedom here in this country, and it's here for all time. We won it 200-plus years ago, and it's just going to be here forever. And freedom has to be maintained. You don't fight it and win it. You continually fight it. You might win it, but you've got to fight it to maintain it. You don't stop the fight. This country has stopped that fight. That's the problem.
Right.
And
you'll lose some battles, Charles, but, the important thing is winning the war, and that's what we have to do.
Yeah. You know, everything works that way in this world. There's a natural law of entropy. Things break down naturally. You don't have to do anything. You just sit back and they will break down. And that's true in the physical world and in the political world. Freedoms break down. You've got to keep maintaining it. Your house will fall apart if you don't continue to fix the roof and put new siding on or paint it or whatever, And it's that way with your rights. Your rights will break down. Even if there wasn't a concerted effort to do that, people just get lax and forgetful. But of course, there is a concerted effort to take your rights away. Just look at the laws Bush has been passing since 9/11. Holy mackerel.
Oh man, yeah, it's absolutely off the charts, Charles. And I mean, they're doing everything in their power to shut us up, and to, you know, I mean, they're trying to get you know, Ron Paul off the debates, trying to get him out of the GOP. And the longer that we continue to just sit here not doing anything about it, I'm not saying that we're not doing anything, but I mean, the vast majority of the American people, as long as they just sit around not doing anything about it, their country is just going to pass them by. The train's going to roll by, and before you know it, it's all going to be gone.
Yeah. I got to make reference to this again. I mentioned last week. This is such propaganda, such bold-faced lies. MSNBC is quite the enigma, because sometimes they do come out with some truth, some good stuff. But then on the other hand, you know, they've got their little shillers that just totally demonize anyone who questions anything this administration does. They come out with a poll, I don't know, 2 weeks ago when they had the New Hampshire primaries there. And the poll showed that Ron Paul was 51% ahead of Giuliani, who was the next one in line. Giuliani only had 10% support, and Ron Paul had 61% support. Yet 2 days later, MSNBC came out with an article, an analysis of the debates, and they had Giuliani at the top and Ron Paul way down at the bottom with virtually 0%. It's unbelievable. They even contradict their own selves, their own polls.
Exactly. Yeah. Now they're saying it's like 2%, and right near the bottom.
Oh,
they said that.
Hogwash.
Yeah, they said that yesterday. Yeah, it is hogwash. It's there's no way. I mean, the internet, as big as he is on the internet, you know, people underestimate just how big the internet is, and just how many people are on it, and they don't realize how hard these sites get hit every day, and how hard Ron Paul's site gets hit, and how much money is being donated to his campaign just through the internet, and they totally underestimate that. But they'll soon find out, and you know, I say this on my show all the time too, that the only thing that Ron Paul needs at this point, Charles, is money. So if you can give him some money out of your pocket, I mean, it'll help, even if it's like $5-$10, whatever that you can give to him, that's all he needs at this point, because if he gets the money, I think we're looking at the next president, honestly. I really do.
Yeah. I mean, they can rig all they want, but when the momentum of the people is on his side, that there's nothing they can do about it. What is this site, ronpaul08.org or something? I don't even remember.
ronpaul2008.com.
2008. Okay, there you go, folks.
Right.
ronpaul2008.com. Yeah, definitely. I mean, he's, you know, obviously not accepting any corporate contributions. He's gone out of his way to make that clear. They have offered, they'd love to buy him off. He would get a lot of media attention if he was to... In fact, he'd only need to make one phone call. Just call up IPAC, and that would be it. He'd get billions of dollars flooded. And sickening. It's just repulsive. You look at all these other candidates, every single one of them is an IPAC whore.
Yep.
I mean, I just can't think of a better term to describe them. That's what they are. Every one of them. Obama, Hillary, Giuliani.
Exactly. I mean, just a simple fact, Charles, that he doesn't accept money from AIPAC, just goes to show the people that this guy is for real. He's not BSing people. He's not. I mean, he's got a perfect voting record, and there's just, he's had so many accolades. I mean, he's against the war, just like the liberals are. He's against. I mean, he wants to create a free market economy. He wants this country back to the way it was. He wants to get rid of the Federal Reserve. He wants to, you know, do so many things that the people want. How could you not be in favor of this guy? I mean, you know, the liberals will say, well, he doesn't want universal health care. Well, folks, I don't want universal health care. I don't want a government that was responsible for the massacre of 3,000 of its own people to be responsible for my health care. I'm sorry, I just don't feel comfortable with that. And so, I mean,
Well, see, this is what they do. They'll point to Europe. Look how they got, I mean, even the Mike Moore film, and he does bring up good points in there, but he's in some ways shilling for this system. He points out how much they haven't made over there. Look at that. They got all this provided them, free education, free this, free that. And Canada, the same thing, you know. But it's a trap. They haven't pulled the rug out from under them in Europe or in Canada yet, because they haven't gotten us aboard. Once we're aboard, people understand who's behind this. It's the same people, the same banking interests, the same international financiers who are setting up the socialized medicine. They created the criteria that is causing people to demand it. You know, they want you to beg for it, and then when they come along and give it to you, then they really stick it to you, and by then it's too late.
Exactly. And, you know, just all people have to do, all the liberals and all those that think that universal health care is the answer, all they have to do is just look at how evil and corrupt this government is and how evil and corrupt this administration is, how in shambles we are right now, and just think to yourself for about 5 seconds, say, would I want my health care in the hands of these creeps? Would I? Because, I mean, it's just, it doesn't make any sense. The way
you
they
think they got total power now. Yeah. This is going to give them total despotic power. Oh, you need that that seizure medication? Well, sign here on the dotted line. Do you have your microchip implant yet?
Right.
Oh, man.
They can set whatever rules and laws they want. And, you know, according to Aaron Russo on Freedom to Fascism, you know, he says that he advocates for people not to take that ID card. But who knows? I mean, if the government takes control of your health care and you don't want the ID card, how do you know they're not going to say, well, you have to have an ID card first before you can get this medication? It's sick,
yep.
Charles, and we don't need it.
That will be the final end of us, folks. We'll be signing your life over to them, your health. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Okay, we're back here on True Threats Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We have Mike Swenson on as our guest for the next few moments anyway. Boy, this hour's gone by fast. In closing, Mike, maybe we should talk a little bit about the obvious upcoming Iran war. They're not backing off from that. They've just stepped back a little bit because there's too many things going on, and they have, you know, they're low in the polls right now, but they're plotting something.
Yeah, exactly. And I just read an article on my show last night that I pulled off of Raw Story about how there's even more lies and distortions about the Iraq war and Iran, potential Iran war coming up. It just seems like these guys cannot get anything straight. I'm trying to find the article here on my site now to quote exactly what it said.
By the way, hey,
did
you see that article about the Al-Qaeda graduating class? You know, I'm disappointed. I didn't get an invitation to that graduation. After all of us 9/11 deniers are in league with Al-Qaeda, you know, and I'm disappointed. You know, that's just a thing you want to do, isn't it? If you are a globally coordinated network of terrorists, you want to have your graduating class right out in broad daylight when you have the CIA drones flying overhead.
Exactly, Charles. We we definitely...
And allow a photographer to come in and take pictures, too. Did you see that picture?
Yeah.
I like that phony background. I wonder who painted that. I think I can see actually some of the bristles from the brush still stuck on the canvas there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Charles, I mean, I'm so sad that we missed out on that. I mean, you know, because we're so Al-Qaeda and everything, and we're a bunch of un-American terrorist worshippers, and, you know, we're Holocaust deniers, Charles. I mean, I just don't understand why we weren't invited. I'm very disappointed.
Yeah, and I was curious to see if Alami Wahaba graduated. I know he was struggling there for some time. Jeez, I don't know. I lost touch with him now. I don't even know how I'm going to find out. I'll call the office in Langley. Maybe they know.
Exactly. As silly as Charles and I sound, folks, I mean, this is how silly this whole thing is. It's absolutely disgusting, and what they're doing to this country. And in closing, Charles, I mean, it's the time to act is now. The owner of our network, TruthNet Radio, Mike Chambers, he hosts a show right after mine. He says this every night on his show. You know, the time for research is over. The time for action is now. We've got the information is right there if you ever need it. And it's time for people to take action, because we may have already lost, but I still think there's some hope. I still think we can get this country back. But we got to get everybody fighting for it, and the time is now.
Yeah, I mean, we're right at the edge of the precipice. I'm ready to push us off.
Exactly. No doubt.
We don't have time to waste, folks. You got a website or anything? Anything that you wanted to plug? Or?
Oh, yeah. My website is truthorlies.org. That's truthorlies.org. And my radio show is Revolution Radio. It airs Monday through Friday, 10 to midnight. And you can tune in right there on the website at truthorlies.org. And I am accepting donations. I just put that up the other day, so it helps keep the operation going. The donation link is right on the homepage, so people can donate. And you can always contact me by email at Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, at truthorlies.org if you'd like to request bumper stickers. I send them out for free. I don't sell them anymore. And just trying to get the word out, Charles. And thank you so much for having me on your program today.
Yeah, you bet, man. I think somebody else linked to your article, too. I wound up there today. I don't know if it was 911 Blogger or what really happened, but somebody else.
Yeah, 911 Blogger picked up on it yesterday, too, a couple hours after Raw Story.
Yeah,
so
I guess that's...
We're happy about that.
Yeah, that's where I had linked to it. All right, thanks for coming on, man. We'll have you on again sometime.
All right, great, Charles. I'll keep in touch.
You bet. Stick with us, folks. Be right back.